Episode 18. Shalom, this is Rabbi Eliyahu Amitarav with this week's Talmud podcast. This week we're going to have the first class in Bava Metzia 34b. We're going to start with the Gemara on 34a at the bottom of the daf, and the class is going to be discussing the first Tosfos on 34b. The Gemara says like this, Peshita, Amar Eini Mishalim, V'chozer V'amar, Hareini Mishalim, Haika Amar Hareini Mishalim. It's obvious in a case where a guy starts out by saying to the Baal, the owner of the animal, after the animal was stolen, he says, I'm not going to pay. But then he's chozer, he comes back and he says, no, I will pay. Then what happens? We find the thief, and the kefa was going to go to the shomer, since the shomer said, Hareini Mishalim, like it says just above, that Rav Yochanan holds that anybody says Hareini Mishalim, he will get the kefa. He doesn't actually have to pay. All he has to do is obligate himself to pay. So in such a case, it's obvious in this case that he will get the kefa, because in the end he said, I will pay. The question will be in the opposite case. Eila Amar Hareini Mishalim. What if the guy starts out by saying, I will pay. V'chozer v'omer eini mishalim. Then he comes and says, no, I don't want to pay. My, there we have a question. Because what happened? Right after he claimed that he didn't want to pay, they found the animal. And the question is, does he get the kefa or not? Mi amrin in mahader kai mahader be. Do we say the guy is really serious, that he's not going to pay? Or Dilma Milse Kai. No, his original words stand. He really is going to pay. He's really just pushing off for some time. So the question will be, when a guy said, I'm going to pay, and he switches and says, no, I'm not going to pay. Is he serious or not? That's the two-sided question of the Gemara. And we will see later on that the Gemara doesn't have an answer to this question. But comes along Tosfos and says, according to one side of this Chakira, according to the side that says he really can chozer, he can really retract, we can learn something from this. What do we learn? Makan mochiach Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam learns from here. Di'im amar lechavero, hishpa v'to. If we have a case where a person comes and claims, hey, that's my shovel. So normally there would be a shavuah hesis. He can force the person to take a shavuah to say it's not a shovel. But what happens in the reverse? What if he says to him, listen, okay, you know what? Maybe it's not really my shovel. You take the shavuah and you take the shovel. So if he says that, kodem shenishba yechol lagzor bo. Before the guy actually took the shavuah, he can chozer and say, no, I changed my mind. I want to keep my shovel and I'll take the shavuah. So Rabbeinu Tam is explaining that we can learn that that din would be true from our question and our Gemara, our side of the boy, that you can chozer. I want to now read the Tosfos Rush, which adds a little meat to the understanding of what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. He says like this, it's mashma sheyechol lagzer bo v'lo havi k'pesak din, ma shekibel alav lasos afilu b'fnei beis din. And what that he obligated himself is not considered like a gemar din. If a man stands up in Beis Din and says, I will give you the shovel if you take a shavuah, he can chozer because it's not like a gemar din. Even though he obligated himself to give the other guy the shovel if he took the shavuah, but it's not a gemar din. It's not like the Beis Din paskind that that's it and you have to give it. No, he can chozer bo. And where do we learn that from? We learn that from our gemara. Just like the guy said, listen, I will pay you for your animal that was stolen. He can chozer and say, no, I don't want to pay you, and I'd rather take the shavuah. And even though he's in Beis Din, it's not considered a gemar din what that he said. Now Rabbeinu Tam is going to take this idea and extend it to a very specific case in Bava Basra. He says like this, Ubeperek yesh nochlin, in Bava Basra, daf kuf chav chet amar aleph, it says there, Da'ama avdi genavta, you stole my slave. V'hala omar, the other guy said, Atamakratoli, you sold it to me. Ritzoncha, if you want, hishpa v'to, you take a shavuah and you take it. What happened? V'nishpa, v'en yechol lagzer bo. He took the shavuah, and therefore you're not able to retract. V'lo gar is nishpa below vav. We don't learn. The girsa of the text is not without the vav. The mashma deba korcha yishba. Because if it's without the vav, it will be that he cannot chozer, even if he didn't take a shavua. I'm going to read the Gemara in Bava Basra inside. Shlach le Rav Abba le Rav Yosef bar Chama, ha'omer lechavero, avdo ganavta, you stole my slave. V'hu amer lo ganavti, I didn't steal it. My tibo etzlacha, what is it doing by you? Ata machartali, you sold it to me. Ata natanti libo matana, or you gave it to me as a present. Ritzoncha, if it be your will, hishba v'tol, take a shavua and take the slave. V'nishba, what happened? He took the shavua. V'eni echol lagzer bo. Why? Because the other guy took the shavua. That's if you learn it with the vav. If you learn it with the vav, v'nishba is part of the case. It reads like this. Ritzoncha, if it be your will, hishba v'tol. So take a shavua and take it. What happened? V'nishba, he took a shavua. And that's why any echol lagzor, because he took a shavua. But if you read it without the vav, it reads like this. Ritzoncha hishba v'tol. If it be your ratzon, take a shavua v'take it. What's the din? Nishba v'en echol lagzor bo. If you read it without the vav, the word nishba is part of the din, is not part of the case. And therefore the din is that he is forced to take a shavua and he can't chozer bo. So Rabbeinu Tam is explaining that from our Gemara, from the side of the chakir, from the side of the boy, that he can chozer bo, he can say, I'll pay, and then he can chozer. In front of Beis Din, he can chozer. It must be that the girsa in Bava Basra is with the vav. It must be that he can chozer. Because just like by our Gemara, he can chozer, also in Bava Basra, he can chozer. I want to read the Rashi in Bava Basra to fill in some information. Ritzon chayish bavatol. If it be your will, take the shavua and take the slave. Ravusahu. It's a bigger chiddush. Why is it a bigger chiddush? The Ka'amale Hai Maksik Lema'arer Shahari Pater Legamre. Really, he's Pater completely from taking a Shavua. Zeha Maksik. Mako Shavua Shaba'olam. In this case, he's Pater from taking a Shavua. We're talking about the Nitva, the one who is claimed upon. He doesn't have to take a Shavua as Hesis. Why not? The Kaimalan Ein Nishpain Awavadim B'Shavuas. Because there's no Shavuas and no Shavuas Hesis on an Evid. V'enu mechayev shavua's klau. He's not chayev shavua at all. V'gam zeh atoveya enu shavua me'elo l'gbos mezeh. And not only that, not only are we saying that he's not chayev a shavua, but also if he says you take a shavua instead, that's not really going to help the other guy. Why? The kol hanishbien shebetoira nashbien v'lo meshalem. Because every shavua in the Torah, shavua cannot take money out. Shavua is only, I'll take the shavua and therefore I'm not chayev. We don't use shavuas to take money out. Im lo ruetzon, if it wasn't for the fact that it was ratzon shazeh, shamati alav shavua lishba v'tol. But in this case, the chiddush is that he can allow him to take a shavua and I'll give it to you. It's like a din nemanis. I believe you. If you take a shavua, I'm willing to give it to you. Even though I'm not chayev to give it to you. And even though I'm not chayev to take a shavua. But if you claim it's really your slave, maybe I'm making a mistake. He maybe bought 50 slaves and he made a mistake on this slave. If you claim that it's yours, I'm willing to give it to you if you take a shavua. So now Rabbeinu Tam is learning that this case is learned with the vav, which means that even if he says that, he can come back a minute later and says, no, no, sorry, I don't want you to take a shavua. I'm going to keep my slave and I'm going to retract. That's exactly what we're learning from the boy, Ibn Mitzia, Arena Mishalim, and then he can retract. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam learns that the girsa must be with the vav, because he can retract. So now Tosfos has an unstated difficulty from Shavuos 39a. The Gemara over there says, Im amar enu nishpa paterno to miyad. If a person says in court, I'm willing to pay, we throw him out of court right away so that he doesn't come back. That's how Rashi explains. What does Rashi say? Ein mashin oto, we don't dray with the guy, Khan. Shalo yak zorbo, we want to get rid of him right away so he shouldn't come back. Va'akorchi yishalem, and therefore we make him pay miyad. Shekiba alav beistin, is as soon as accepted upon the beistin. So he wants to say, Tosfos, that we have a problem now. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, it comes out that you can chozer bo. We know it from our Gemara. And we know that's Peshat also by the Eved with the Vav. But if that's true, what do you do with the Gemara here? That according to Rashi, we throw the guy at a Beis Din as soon as possible, as soon as he says he's going to pay. Because once he says it, he can no longer come back and change his mind. That's against our principle. So Tosfos explains, he says, Im amar eini mishnish bava patir ratzon miyad. If a guy says he doesn't want to take a shavua, we get rid of him right away. Lo kaperish Rashi shapatir ratzon lefish eini cholagzer bo. We don't learn it like Rashi, who says that the reason why we get rid of him is because he can't come back. Ele yesh loma masikun otoma based in kidei she is bayesh lagzor veloma eshba. Rather, we get rid of him fast so that he's embarrassed to come back. Because if he comes back, he can come back and take a shavua. And we don't want people making shavuas. So even though it looks that the Gemara in Shavuas is a difficulty to our principle that you can chose there, it's not a difficulty. If you read it like Rashi, it's a difficulty because we get rid of the guy because there's no point. He can't come back. But our Peshat is different. Tosfos says, no, I have a different Peshat. The reason we get rid of him is because we want to make him embarrassed to come back, that he shouldn't change his mind and take a Shavuah. So that answers the difficulty that we have from the Gemara in Shavuos. So now Tosfos comes along and makes a 180-degree turn. He says like this, Miu, Shuv Pirash, Rabbeinu Tam, but the Shuva Achas, V'Shapir, Garcina Nishba Belovav, V'Yishba Balkorcha. We have other places where we see that Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Girse in Gemara Baba Basra is without the Vav, which means you can't chose there. So on one side, the Gemara from Shavuos is no longer a problem. We can read the Gemara exactly like Rashi reads it, which means that you can't chose there. And the Gemara in Baba Basra is without the Vav, which now reads, Batsoncha Hishbavatol, if it's your will, take a Shavuah and take the slave. What's the law? Nishbav anichol nilagzor. That's without the vav. The law is that you'd have to take a shavua bal korcha and you can't chozer. And that's the new reading of Rabbeinu Tam. So even though we solved our problem with shavuas, what do we now do with the Gemara b'Metzia? The Gemara b'Metzia learns he can chozer. And that's exactly how Rabbeinu Tam learns this whole story. Now we're switching back. Not only that, there's other kashas which Tosfos brings. He's going to answer what we do with our Gemara later, but in the meantime, he brings another kasha. He says, V'hadam rinu v'perek zeboror in Gemara Sanhedrin, gabi neman alai abba v'avicha. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin 24a that says like this, Amar lo neman alai abba. There's two guys that have a problem with each other, but one of the guys says, you know what, whatever my father says, I'll accept. Neman alai avicha, whatever your father says, I'll accept. Ne'amanim al shalosh broi bakar. I even accept whatever these three shepherds say. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara says like this. La'ach Gemara din. After the Gemara din, there's a machlokas. V'halacha k'divrei chachamim. And the halacha is like the words of the chachamim. So the Tosfos in Sanhedrin learns from those words. He says, Tema, the Hachi Mashma, la'ach Gemara Din Machlokas. After the Gemara Din, there's a Machlokas. Aval Kodim, Yechol Lagzerbo. But before, everybody holds that you can chozer. So we see from this Gemara that you can chozer. If a guy says, I accept whatever my father says, he can come back later and say, no, I don't accept what he says. So that's a contradiction to Rabbeinu Tam now, who's learning without the Vav, who's learning that you can't chozer. And that's what our Tosfos says. He says, Gabi Naman alai Abba Vavicha, in a case where a guy says, I believe my father, I believe your father, Machlokas. Lach Gemar Din, about coding Gemar Din, about before the Gemar Din. Divrei Koyach al Zorbo. Everybody hold you, able to retract. So now we have a contradiction. So what is Tosfos' answer? No. Hacha, here, in the case in Baba Basra by the slave, afilu kodim shenishba ve'en yechol lagzer bo. Even before he took the Shavua, he's not able to retract. Why? Dekeva jekiba alav l'shalem, because he accepted upon himself to pay. Im yishba. Ze kenegdo. He said, listen, I will pay if you take a Shavua. Vahavi kamol la'ak gemar din. In such a case, that's considered like a gemar din. And it's not similar to the general case where a guy says, I'll accept whatever my father says. So I think what Tosfos is saying now, that we can learn the case by the Eved to be a gemar din. When a guy says very specifically, I will pay you if you take a shavua. So he stated the din, which is not true in the case where he says, I'll accept whatever my father says. I don't know what my father's going to say. So you can't be a gemar din in such a case. But here, when he was very specific and says, I will pay if you take a shavua, that is considered like a gemar din. And therefore, there's no longer a contradiction to the fact that we learn without the vav, and we consider that you can't retract by the case of Evan. And by the case of where I accept my father, that's not considered a gemar din, and therefore he can retract. There's no contradiction between the cases. But now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, who learns the gears without the vav, our gemara comes back to haunt him. The exact gemara that he was learning that says you can't chozer bo. Why? Because it says hareini mishalem, and then he can switch and he can say, no, I don't want to pay. That gemara comes back as a difficulty, because now we're saying you can't chozer. So how do you read simple pashat in our gemara, in Baba Metzia, on 34b, that says, if a guy says, I will pay, he can come back and say, I won't pay. How can that be if we're learning by Eved, you can't chozer bo? What's the difference between the two cases? So Tosos answers, V'haka deka'amra mahadar ha'kahadar bay. And here when we said that you can retract, lo she'echol lagzor. No, it doesn't really mean that you can retract. Ela rotzehu lagzor. It means he wants to retract. Afa pi she'en yecho. Even though really he can't. But still, he will not get the kefel. Mishum da tircha lebeistin. Because of the tircha lebeistin. So he has a whole new pashat in our Gemara. What's the side of the Hakira? What's the question of our Gemara? Whether it works to retract or not? The whole question is whether the guy gets the kefal or not. That's the question. What do we do in a case when a guy retracts? Does he get the kefal or not? Do we say that he's serious? Or do we say that he's just draying, he's just waiting for time? On the side that he said he's serious, so therefore he doesn't want to pay. But we're not saying that he doesn't have to pay. Surely, if a guy stands up and bays in. It says, I want to pay, he has to pay. The question will be, since he's backtracking and now we found the animal, does he get the kefal or not? Because in order to get the money out of the guy now, because the guy claims he doesn't want to pay, we're going to have tircha the based in. He's going to have to schlep him to court in order to get his money. And where do we know that if he's going to drag him to based in, if there's going to be a tircha because he doesn't want to pay, that he doesn't get kefal? We know from the case of Kifi. It says, Kedamr basomech, just like it says on Daf Lamed Hey Amad Aleph, Gabi Hahu the Afkit Kifi. By this case where a guy gave over jewelry from somebody to watch. We learned this Gemara before, but I'll bring it again. It says like this. It's Baba Matsia Lamed Hey Amad Aleph. Hahu Gavri the Afkit Kifi Gavre Chavero. A guy left some jewelry by his friend. So then he says to him, I want my jewelry back. So the guy says, I don't know where it is. So they came in for Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, "Kol lo yadina pashiyushu." Anybody who doesn't know where he put his thing is considered posheya, and he has to pay. Zio shalem, you have to pay. Lo shilem, he doesn't want to pay. I'm not going to pay. So what happened? Azir Rav Nachman agbei lepunde mine. He took his house. Lusof, in the end, they found the jewelry, and it went up in value. Am Rav Nachman hader kefifi lemareu v'hader av apunde lemare. Give him back his house and give him back his jewelry. Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. He was learning our Mishnah. In Perek HaMafkid, it says, Shilem v'lori tse nishpa. A guy who pays, who doesn't want to take a shavua, gets the kefil. Shouldn't he also get the yokir, that the thing went up in value? He should get that also. Why does everybody think go back? If the thing went up in value, since Lamaisa, he did pay. He gave the guy his house as a payment. He was forced, but it's true. He gave it to him. So he should wind up with the extra value of the jewelry now. And he didn't answer him. And he said, it's good he didn't answer him. Why? My time. Hasam lo atirche lebeit dinei. Hacha atirche lebeit dinei. Ein nochinami. In our mission, when it says that if you pay and you won't take a shavua, you get the kefal, that's without tircha. But here's a tircha. He forced them. He took them to Beis Din and he schlepped them there. And in the end, he took away his house. So there was tircha there. So from here we see that even if a guy pays, he's still not going to get the kefa of this tircha. And that's Pesha and our Gemara. When we say that he's chozer bo, the question is, if a guy says, I'm willing to pay, and then he switches back and says, I'm not going to pay, the question isn't whether he has to pay or not. Of course he has to pay. The question is, do we consider it true what he's saying? Is he really chozer? Is he really going to go to the end? Is he not going to pay at all? And therefore there's tircha to based in. On that side, he won't get the kefa. Or no, we say he's just draying him a little bit, but in the end, he's really going to pay without going to Beis Din, and he will get the kefa. That's the question in our Gemara. So now Tosos has another unstated difficulty, and he says, wait a second, is that the Peshat in our Gemara? Look at the lashon in the Gemara. It says, "Mi amrinim mahader kahader bay." Do we say that the retraction is a real retraction? What do you mean it's talking about the kefil? No, it means that he's retracting and therefore he's not going to have to pay. That's a simple pshat in our Gemara. So Tosfos says, no, lav dafka. I also have another place where the exact same lashon of hadar bay means that he still has to pay. And it only means he wants to retract. Not that he really retracting, he wants to retract. And therefore that's pshat in our Gemara. Where do we learn it from? We learn it from Abasra 138a. It says, Ki plige shezoche lo ayede acher v'shatak u'besof sevach. We learn it from this guy. So there's three guys. One guy says, listen, I'm not going to give this other guy in front of you this star. And with this star, you're going to be zoche to property, to slaves, to all kinds of things. So he doesn't say anything. And the guy hands over the star to the other guy. Okay, what happens after that? Fine. The other guy who received the shtar hands over the shtar to the other guy. So he says, what are you doing? I don't want this. I don't want this. He starts to scream. That's what the Gemara says. Ki plige shezike lo ayide acher v'shatak v'lesov savak. At the beginning, he was quiet. In the end, he screamed. The Tanya Kama Sover, the Mashata Kanihu, the fact that he was quiet, that's considered a Kenyan. Vahai Daka Savek, and the fact that he screamed, Mahadar Hu, it means he's retracting. Daka Hadarbe. Only he retracts, but he can't really retract. We hold it's a Kenyan. From the fact that he was Shatak from the beginning, in fact, he was quiet at the beginning, he's Kanye. The fact that he's Hadar Bey, all that means it is, no, he's personally Hadar. He wants to be Hadar. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Sover, Hochia, Ksofa, Techilasa. Rav Shimon Gamliel well known, the fact that he screams at the end really means what his Kavana was at the beginning and he never wanted it. Rashi explains the case. He says, Zoche lai ayade acher. What does it mean that he's Zoche by the way of another person? But fun of in front of the other guy. But who shot that and he was quiet? Kishemoso les a star. When he handed over the original star, he didn't say anything. Or hiknu bakinin sudur. Loved afka star. Even a kinin sudur. Lacherin. Lusorchovi. To somebody gave it to somebody else for his needs. Kishavo lemoso lo a star. But as soon as he handed over the star to the guy who's supposed to get the thing, hatchil lesavak, he begins, starts to scream. That's the case. So Tosa says, we see from here, Gmandahadar Gmahadar Bay Perush, what does it mean that he retracted? Rotse Lagzer of Eniachol. He wants to retract and he's not able to, which is exactly Peshat and our Gemara also. He wants to retract, he doesn't want to pay, but he has to pay. But since he wants to retract, he's not going to get the kefel because there's going to be a tirchet to based in. So if you look at the end of the Tosfos Rush, he brings a couple of proofs that say that this Peshat seems to be better. Why? The Peshat that you cannot retract and you still have to pay makes more sense. He says, V'haki mistarva delo matzi mahadar. Makes more sense to say that you can't retract. Di matzi mahadar be. Lo havi am Rav Yochan or Rav Papa. Di dibora ba'alma makne le kefo. De lo samki daite ashilein. The whole question of our Gemara is only going on the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that Hareini Mishalim is Mispik, Lav Dafka Shilem, not that you really have to pay to get the kefil, it's enough to just say it. So he wants to say, if you hold the other Peshat, that you can retract, it doesn't make so much sense. Why? Because why should it be Somech on the guy that he says, I want to pay, if the next minute he can come back and say, I don't want to pay? The whole point is that he wants to give the kefil to somebody who's really going to pay. So why would Rabbi Yochanan be so much on the das of somebody who says he wants to pay if he can retract? That's his first proof. And not only that, Nicha Nami Dekai Hashta Nami Ashomer Chinim Shamer Peshati. Our question in our Gemara, whether he can retract or not, also includes the case of a Shomer Chinim where he said Peshati, I was negligent, and a Shomer Sachar who said he's stolen, where he's chayiv. Doesn't it also include those cases? Those cases were on the daf before. So the question now as to whether the guy is really retracting or not, doesn't it also include those cases? So on the side that will say that you really can retract, you don't have to pay, how can that possibly be true if the guy said he was negligent? Of course he has to pay. And it doesn't come to include those cases. You could answer, ain't no chinami, it doesn't come to include the cases. But according to the simple Peshat, it should include all the cases that came before. Our question, our boys, and all the questions that came before, do we say it's a real retraction, or do we say he's just pressing for time or not? So those would be some reasons to hold the gears without the vav that really you cannot retract. And really our Gemara is only talking about the kefil. On the other hand, the simple peshat in our Gemara is talking about a real retraction. The question is, can he retract or not? So at the end of the day, our Tosafos is saying, either Rabbeinu Tam is using our Gemara as a proof you really can retract, because that's what it says, and therefore the Gemara in Shavuos is with a Vav, which means you can retract there also. Or no, we learn the Gemara, we push back the other way. We say the Gemara in Shavuos is without the Vav. If the Gemara in Shavuos is without a Vav, so then our Gemara turns out to be the opposite. It turns out to be a difficulty to Tosfos. And therefore, we have to docha our Gemara to say that it's not talking about a true retraction. The question only is talking about the kefil. And therefore, we have two Peshatim in our Gemara, depending on whether Rabbeinu Tam holds the Vav in Baba Basra, or he doesn't hold the Vav in Baba Basra. Okay, that's it for this week's Talmud podcast. Please look below this video to download the PDF with all the sources in order to help you understand this class.
Thank you for listening. To get more enthusiasm for your Judaism, become a free member at globalyeshiva.com.